You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
To William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast, and that means only one thing: that we're heading over to Dundalk to check out the action there this evening. You'll hear every race live, of course, tonight on William Hill's Racing Radio in the company of Gary Capewell, James Millman and Craig Forsyth. We've also got Doncaster and Lingfield on the agenda in the afternoon, and Wolverhampton to accompany that Dundalk card this evening. So plenty to enjoy, but we're looking ahead to the Dundalk card on this edition. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on the line is our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Very good morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Yes, a lot better than I have been, I must admit.
Good, yeah. Yeah, you've been...
laid up.
You've been on the sick list, haven't you?
I've been on the sick list, yeah. Signed myself off. Good job we've had no podcast this week, really, because I'm not sure too many people could have perhaps understood me through all the coffee fits I've been having. But yeah, that's cleared up, and yeah, looking forward to the perfect antidote, really. A good night's racing at Dundalk.
Yeah, indeed. As always, Andy, plenty of course specialists on offer tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a lot of these, really, I think punters know them almost on first name terms, don't they? They're just you know, good old solid workaday handicappers that we've come to love over the years. And the only slight issue I've got tonight is that we've had a 3-week break, so quite a few of these, albeit coming in seemingly good form, they've obviously got to bounce back after a little bit of a forced rest, which I'm sure many trainers probably wouldn't have welcomed. Some of them would have probably wanted to crack on with them. They're in such good form.
Yeah, that's right. Let's begin the preview then with the 5:30. This is the first race on the card tonight from Dundalk. A 5 furlong handicap to kick things off. I mentioned at the top of the podcast, Andy, plenty of Dundalk regulars here. No fewer than 5 of this field have been victorious over Track and Trip.
My best bet on the card is in this race tonight, and I urge the podcast to have a few good on this horse, particularly if you can still get sort of 5-1 about Geological from the Damien English stable. A yard that is very much synonymous with sprinters here at Dundalk. He's been noted having one or two decent horses through his hands over the shorter distances since he began his training career not so long ago. This will keep in the tradition of several others that have gone before. Used to be Richard Hannon, and at his first run for Damien, on the 11th of December, in a much, much better race than this. It was a 0-100 event won by Grau Danube. But the race was chock full of real good informed sprinters, such as obviously James in Shawnee from the Davy Marnane stable. And this horse caught the eye in no uncertain terms. Was really keen early on after a smart beginning, and then was dropped in behind the pace. And then got kind of short run all the way down the lane up the inside, and was bursting for a run, but couldn't get it inside the last furlong or so, going really well. Whether it would have won or not, I'm not so sure, but the horse had still had plenty of energy left, considering it expended so much energy in the early part of the race. So, putting two and two together, I think this is a good move by Connections to drop it back to 5. As ever, at Dundalk, there should be plenty of pace on, which will suit this horse, and obviously getting 6 furlongs as well stands it good stead. It's hard to see this horse not running well here. Looks a cut above, or certainly equal of, many other horses in this race. So, Geological looks a really good each-way bet to start off the card.
Geological then gets a strong vote for Andy in the opener at 5:30. We'll move on to race number 2. This is the 6 o'clock. We've got a 7 furlong maiden here, and Roman Impero is the 4-5 favourite for this. 11-2 about Party Angel. 3 River is 8-1. Chew Around Town is the money horse. That's 12s from 20s. Same price about More Than Money and Pemberton Snow. And bigger prices for the rest of them. What did you like in this one?
Yeah, well, I'm obviously a massive, fully paid up member of the Mickey Halford fan club, so therefore, when he's got a horse that's shown a bit of promise and he's a relatively short price favourite, unless there's something else lurking amongst the midst, I tend to go for them pretty much blindly. And I'm going to stick with Roman Impero, who chased down a horse I tipped here the last day. Alphonsus from the John Ox stable, a good winner as well. That winner really did quicken up well inside the last 2 furlongs. So certainly no disgrace for this set car by Harley Rahm and Emperor to just get a little bit outpaced by a much more switched on horse, if you like. And of course, that was his first horse's run on this surface, so it would have all been a little bit alien to him. But I do like the way he finished off his race. Now he's got a couple of runs under his belt, including that C&D run. Should stand him in good stead here. Against what ostensibly looks a fairly weak field, I could see why there's been a little bit of money for Chewy Roundtown. I thought that horse checked quite well, actually, on its debut in quite a decent race over here at Wolverhampton beyond Take the Helm. That was quite a good race on the speed figures. And that would definitely give it a chance of at least hitting the board. So I could see why one or two each-way merchants are sniffing around, taking double-figure odds about him. But other than that, it looked a fairly weak event. So Roman Impero, he's definitely the choice here. But like I say, if you do want an each-way alternative, then that Chewy Roundtown probably could give you a little bit of value elsewhere.
Roman Impero then the main vote for Andy in the 6 o'clock. Race number three comes up at 6:30. We've got a 7 furlong, a rated race here where Maurice is the 130 favourite. 4-1 for Poetic Choice. Strategic Force is a 6 chance. Same price perhaps So Sensible and Shabra Emperor. Fire Crown is 9-1. It's 9-1 for Xylan. Izzy Bale Grey is 12-1. Bigger prices for the rest of them. What stood out here?
Yeah, the two time figure horses are Maurice and Poetic Choice on their recent runs. But with the fact that Poetic Choice's runs have been coming over distances in and around tonight's 7 furlong mark, I'd probably just go for her, just ahead of Maurice, the other filly in the race, because Michael Cunningham's charge, in all fairness, has probably got most of its best form over a mile and a quarter. So that could make life a little bit more difficult for that four-year-old. But Poetic Choice, of course, used to be with Nick Littmerdon, but now he's hung up his boots. This horse has now worked its way into the care of Keith Clark. Of course, has got several horses here at Dundalk. Of course, he runs Putin, who he acquired off Harry Dunn not many years ago. So he's obviously on the hunt for one or two horses that do well at Dundalk. And this one seems to be flying its trade really well here on the Irish weather boards. A good second the other day behind at Northern Surprise in a very strongly run race. I actually put the winner up that night, and it took all the powers of Timothy Dorschard to run down Poetic Choice right in the dying embers of the race. And that represents for me the best form in this field. She previously got no run the time before in a race that was a little bit messy. And she probably could have, like I say, gone a little bit closer with a clear run. That was beyond Split the Atom, and of course she had her Emperor. She's well drawn. And all in all, she looks a really solid bet here. It's hard to see, but not being in the first three once again. So 4-1, Poetic Choice is the choice in the 6:30.
Poetic Choice then getting the vote for Andy in that 6:30 race. We'll move on then to the 7 o'clock now. This is a mile handicap, and In the Dark is the market leader here this morning at 7-2. 4-1 Excelli. Scarray Rules is 5-1. 8-1 for Rose Angel. Papa Billy is 8-1. It's 8-1 about our max. And bigger prices for the rest of them. And another couple of Mickey Halford inmates for you at the top of the betting here, Andy.
Yeah, they're both fairly useful in this grade. Both come here off the back of good runs. They both won recently as well. In the Dark, the most recent of them, beating our max and one or two others in the race. And Scary Rules is third the last day, having won back in October. So they're both going to be there or thereabouts, some decent draws, you'd imagine. But I'm going to go with our max, who unfortunately just got a little bit of an Achilles heel. It's more than an Achilles heel, really. He's just so slowly away, and it's getting worse, I'm afraid. I mean, I'm probably, you know, a little bit mad for putting this horse up, but I've just got a feeling that one of these days he's going to come out of the lids relatively on terms. And if he does so, then he's easily the best horse in this race. I mean, he must have been 15 behind after 2 furlongs last time out, and that's no exaggeration, he was that far back. But he's come out to such a degree to finish second that he's just got so much ability. If he can just harness it and, like I say, use himself a little bit better in the early part of the race, then he could easily gun this field down, as I said. Caroline Murta takes over in the plate tonight. Whether the sort of like the kindness and the gentle female touch might just help this horse, I don't know. But it's certainly worth a try from connections. I think it could be a shrewd move by Georgios Pakidis, of course, synonymous for all his good work with Togaville. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a punt. I don't think we should go crazy, because obviously if he is slowly away, then he's likely to find himself behind the eight ball again. But he's a decent price tonight, around about the 8-10-1 mark. So let's hope that Armax breaks somewhere near on terms.
OK, Andy going for Armax then in that one, who's 8-1 at the time recording with us here at William Hill. We go to the 7:30 now. This is race five, a mile and a half handicap ahead of us here, where Sharjah is the 4-1 market leader, 6-1 about Political Party, 6-1 presenting Julio, 6-1 Poitin, 8-1 Break My Mind, Carried is 17-2, 9-1 Saga Bolton, double figure prices for the remainder. What did you like in the feature, Andy?
Yeah, this was a real nasty one. The market basically sums up its complexities. I must admit, I'm a little bit surprised that Sharjah is so short, given that, albeit he's running all right, he's just struggling to win. And because he runs with his heart on his sleeve every time out, with his sort of medals blazing on his chest, he's often vulnerable in the latter stages. That's certainly been the way of things in the last month or two. And I've got a funny feeling he's going to succumb to one or two deep closes yet again. And the form horse and the time figure horse by a million miles is his Political Policy. What a money spinner this horse has been for connections. He just keeps defying the handicapper every single time. And because he doesn't win by a great deal most of the time, he tends to just get edged up rather than blasted up. And he just keeps, like I say, just keeps pouring it on and pouring it on. And you'd have to say his victory here the other day in such a strongly run race suggests that he won't have any problems with a mile and a half either. When he's going further and further away from his field in the latter stages, you imagine if they run another furlong and a half, he would have won by double the distance that he actually did by. So I've got to go with Political Policy again. He's 6-1. Of the rest, I think the horse that chased him home here the last day, Brosnan, he's also worthy of consideration. He's been there or thereabouts in most of these mile and a quarter, mile and a half races throughout the campaign. And I think he'll run his usual game and gutsy race. And he's available back at 10s, but Political Policy, it's hard to get away from him until he's beaten.
Andy, we're sticking with the top weight then. Political Policy in that 7:30. We go to the 8 o'clock now then. This is a maiden over a mile and two furlongs. Jimmy Kelly is the market leader here at 7-4. 7-2 for Rock on Rosie. Belong is 9-2. Don Vincenzo, 6-1. 7-1 for Bluesbreaker. Smooth Operator is 9-1. 14-1 or bigger for the rest of them. A potentially intriguing maiden here, Andy, and it's been a lively betting market already this morning.
Yeah, it has, yeah. Good money for Jimmy Kelly. I can certainly see why there is a little bit of cash around for Willie McCreary's four-year-old, who caught the Iron Debut behind Eagle Valley, keeping on quite well from the back of the field. Certainly suggests that A, he would win a race, and B, he'd be more competitive when he races over further, and that's exactly what connections have done here. They bumped him up to the mile and a quarter trip. So he's got to be a consideration, but I'll have to stick with Rock on Rosie, who's also in great form here. She just got a modest ride here the last day by Gary Halpin, who rather dillied and dallied towards the back end of the field after a slow beginning, and he rather let the eventual winner, Presenting Julia, who's a very strong stayer, by the way, get first run, and he was never likely to catch that horse who gets 2 miles very, very easily. Just a bit of a tactical mess, to be honest, that race. They got stretched in the early part, and I must admit, it does make life difficult for jockeys when the race develops in that fashion. Hopefully tonight will be a little bit more cleaner from start to finish. Then Rock on Rosie, having been drawn badly last time out, gets the luxury of going around the inside, being handed the stall one box. Now, if she can break and get into a much better track position early on, she's obviously going to be very strong down the lane, having stayed a mile and a half really well on her two starts here at the track. So everything's in her favour tonight, Rock on Rosie. And I suppose for those of us of an each-way persuasion, maggots like me and Gary Kate, well, we'll be looking to back this horse each way. It's hard to see her not being in the frame. And at 7-2, I suggest she will do the same.
Rock on Rosie it is then for Andy, for the combination of Adrian Joyce and Roman Whelan. We'll move on to the penultimate race of the night then. This is the 8:30, the first division of a mile and two furlong handicap, where Swift Harry is the 130 favourite. 11-2 about Brocopondo. Christie's Call is 13-2, 7-1 for Master Chippy. Dane Quest is 7-1, 15-2 for Honour Oak. Gunshoot is 14-1. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. The two money horses this morning, Andy, Swift Harry and Christie's Call, the ones they're coming for.
Yeah, and one of those selections, one of those horses is my selection. It's going to be Swift Harry, who's piecing together a nice little profile here at Dundalk. His two runs have yielded two place efforts, and both of those runs have come when the blinkers have been on. That first time up behind Dalian, and then next time out, it was a really eye-catching run, considering it was ridden all wrong by this young lad who rode it, Robson Aguilar. I'm not sure whether he's quite got the tactical brains that some of the more senior jockeys in the weighing room here at Dundalk, but he couldn't have ridden the race any more wrong last time out. Obviously, he had to drop it out from its stall 14 position last time out. There was nothing wrong with that. But then he did the cardinal sin of challenging in the hottest part of the race. All the way round the top bend, he moved the horse up. But of course, if the horse had been pushed out wide, circumnavigating the field, you're going to burn up more petrol. It doesn't take a genius to work that out. So therefore, in the home straight, you should be going backwards. But to be fair to this horse, he kept pulling it out and pulling it out. And not, I wouldn't say almost dragged the jockey out of jar, but he certainly made the run a good deal better than what it should have been. So I definitely praise this horse rather than, like I say, the ride that the jockey gave it. It was an absolutely terrible ride in finishing second. But tonight, I think the connections have obviously had enough of young Robson and they've put Billy Lee on. I think we'll see a much more polished performance in the saddle tonight, and hopefully that'll help the horse do of its best. And as I said, of what we've seen so far, its best surely is good enough to beat this field. It is in a particularly strong race, and with a more efficient ride tonight, I'll see Swift Harry finally getting off the mark.
Swift Harry for Andy then in the 8:30. We'll go on to the final race on Friday night from Dundalk. This is the 9 o'clock, the second division of that mile and two handicap. Shukov is the 5-2 market leader this morning. 7-2 for Gold Not Silver. Absorbing is 11-2. Sixth one about Usain. Meadow Cross is 10-1. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. What do you like in the nightcap, Andy?
Yes, I'm going to go with the favourite again here. I must admit, it's a theme of the night. Quite a lot of these have been already well backed, and whoever's backing them, I don't know if they've been looking at my speed figures, but they're all top rated. So a lot of the time horses, the figures horses, the wise guy horses are all queuing up and shortening up in the market. And there's no reason why Shukov shouldn't justify his position in the betting. He's just been a model of consistency here over the last 3 or 4 years, and he's certainly running right up to his very best form of late. A couple of thirds and a win in his last three starts. That win came over course and distance when he beat Swift Harry on the 27th of November, so we get a chance to look at that form in the previous race. And unfortunately, he just dropped back to the mile, which caught him out here the last day when he was third behind in the dark and the strong finish in Armax. But once again, that was another good effort. He's well drawn. He goes really well for Ronan Whelan. And everything looks fair for Johnny Levens, his seven-year-old, to run another credible race in the final heat.
Shukov then getting the pick for Andy in the 9 o'clock. Just spin us through, please, one more time. All of your selections for Friday night's action at Dundalk.
Yes, Bonanza 8 race card, lots of runners, hopefully one or two winners along the way. Get the best selection out of the way first. Manapa the Night is geological in the opener. Sure that'll go well on the figure, based on the figures, and it's promising run in a much better race the last day. In the 6 o'clock, Roman Imperio stands out there, following its good run last time out. In the 6:30, I'll go with the informed poetic choice, particularly from an each-way stance. In the 7 o'clock, tough old handicap here. Not massively confident, but Armax, hopefully with a better start than of late, could run well there. In the 7:30, I'm going to have to stick with Political Policy, who's just defying all logic as he goes on through this winter campaign. And even though he's up to a mile and a half, I still expect him to go well there. In the 8 o'clock, I've got to go with Rock on Rose. He got a poor ride here the last day. In the 8:30, Swift Harry sets a standard here off the back of its last two runs and should be there or thereabouts for us there. In the final race, difficult one to conclude, but Shukov is such a reliable stick. Then in a wide-open race like this, it's always best to stick with the obvious, and he looks the one there.
There we are. Andy Holding's thoughts and selections ahead of the 8 race card tonight at Dundalk. And remember, you'll hear every race live on William Hill's Racing Radio tonight in the company of Gary Capewell and James Millman. Craig Forsyth joining them for the afternoon session as well. We're at Doncaster and Lingfield in the afternoon, then into the evening. It's all weather all the way at both Wolverhampton and Dundalk. Thank you very much for joining me on this edition of the podcast, Andy. And I hope you enjoy the action tonight on Friday.
No, well done. Just going to have another sip of cough medicine.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.